The No Act Prevent Garden by Declan McKenna is sponsored by the National Poisons Information Centre and the Health and Safety Authority, and it aims to raise awareness on the best safety practices when using garden chemicals and the importance of reading labels and keeping children, very important, safe from substances that might be dangerous. It's designed to represent a typical family home with a kitchen, laundry, garden and shed storage. The designer is Declan McKenna. I met with Declan earlier, along with Dr. Edel Duggan from the National Poisons Information Centre in Beaumont Hospital.
I'm Dr. Edel Duggan from the National Poisons Information Centre in Beaumont Hospital.
And I'm Declan McKenna. I'm the garden designer for the garden.
Now, we'll talk to you, Edel, first of all. So tell me about the concept for the garden.
I suppose we get over 6,000 calls concerning children who have potentially poisoned themselves, and we wanted to increase awareness about the dangers of chemicals in the house and the home. So we came up with the concept of trying to have a safe home, safe garden. Mm-hmm. Declan has kindly transferred our concept into this garden.
Safe home, safe garden. How many people did you say each year?
We get over 10,000 calls.
That's shocking.
6,000, over 6,000 are in young children, predominantly those toddler age group 1 to 2, where they're exploring their environment. Okay. So we wanted a low toxicity garden, basically. So all these plants, Declan will be able to tell you more about the plants.
Yeah, I'll get to Declan in a second. But tell me about the issues that families, children are facing in the home.
Well, I suppose of the 6,000, 1 in 5 we have to refer into hospital, and the ones that we predominantly get called about are your liquid detergent capsules.
Yeah.
Paracetamol would be the other one, and then rediffusers, which people aren't aware of, but the liquid in the rediffusers can be quite toxic as well.
Yeah, I can imagine it is. Yeah. Yeah. So what, the kids are picking
they're
it up?
They just pick it up and take a drink.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take
oh
a drink
goodness,
out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then when it comes into the garden, what's it got to do with the garden?
I suppose your garden shed. If you look in your garden shed, there's quite potentially very toxic stuff in your garden shed, your pesticides, your insecticides, stuff like that that are very toxic. And our key message, I suppose, would keep them out of sight, out of reach of children, stored away. If you have a product in one container, always leave it in its original container.
Yeah.
Don't transfer it into another bottle, like a drinks bottle. That has happened, where somebody has accidentally thinking it was a soft drink and took a drink out of it and has ended up in hospital. And then teach children to always ask if something is safe to eat or drink. So the plants in the garden, you know, I know my kids, they go around, if they see any kind of red berries, they'll want to eat them, or blackberries. But always teach them is it safe to eat? Ask an adult, is it safe
basic
to eat?
Basic sense that we were all told when we were kids, actually, to be honest with you. But it is very basic,
and probably
not everybody does it. Thank you, Edel. Now, Declan, very nice to meet you. So will you describe the garden?
The garden reflects a typical family home. It's full of colour. It can be enjoyed by adults and children. It's very safe for children. You come from the kitchen area out into the garden, into the main terrace.
Mm-hmm.
Above the terrace, you have a lovely contemporary pergola.
Yep.
And then that there is surrounded by luscious perennial plants with low toxicity. From the terrace, you move on to a gravel path that leads you to a bench. The bench symbolises an area where you can actually sit and reflect on how you can make your own home safe and how we can actually go about that. The bench then looks onto the shed, where the chemicals in the shed are stored high and out of reach of children. So again, that's just getting that message across that's very important to do that. We have loads of nice specimen trees as well, so it's a really nice space for everybody to enjoy.
And did you find the brief you were given restricted you in any way?
How
you can be honest?
It was definitely challenging, because it was something that I'd never done before, but as a garden designer, you take those challenges on, and you get into the brief and you really go through it and make sure that you're trying to nail the brief as best you possibly can, and hopefully we've actually done that here.
Well, it's a lovely garden. It's small, it's compact, but it's so pretty, and yet there's various different areas in it.
Yeah.
And there's different cover in it, and there's different levels in it, which is what I really like about it. So when you chose all the plants that you were going to put in, did you then refer back to Edel and say, is this toxic, is it not toxic? How did you get over that little hump?
Exactly. So there was a list of plants put together, and there was a number of revisions, because again, working with the National Poison Information Centre and Edel, we were able to get
the
actual plants there that were low low toxicity, and we're fitting to the garden.
Okay, Adele, do you know what I'm thinking? You know when you go into a restaurant now, they have to tell you how many calories there are in this and that and the other. Are you going to take this further now to garden centres and say toxic, non-toxic?
Well, actually,
are you already doing that? Excuse my
ignorance now. Well, no, but actually that's probably a good idea. But on our website, poisons.ie, we're in a low toxicity and a high toxicity list of plants that they are that people can go to.
But it would be nice, you know, on the label to just state that.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like it's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, highly toxic or not, it's a great idea.
Wouldn't it, you know, for people who want to garden safe for the children?
Like you're on your chemicals, you know, a hazard sign or...
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a lovely garden, so Adele, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much indeed as well, Declan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.